Well, you are listening to the Music and Ministry Podcast. My name is Stephen Reed, and we want to welcome everybody who has joined us today. You know, today we're going to dive back into the subject of songwriting. You know, in previous editions, we talked a little bit about the idea of co-writing, that almost every great song has been written by more than one person, and most of the world is writing by themselves. And so just want to pass along some wisdom of how to co-write. So in a co-writing session, there is usually three people. Now, sometimes there's two, and sometimes people make up more than one of these places, but generally they will have what's known as a lyric person, somebody that is writing the words of whatever it is that you're saying. Then there's also somebody that would be called a melody person. Now, this person isn't writing the lyrics. They're the ones that are saying, these are the notes that we should sing those lyrics to. And sometimes the lyrics come first, and sometimes the melody comes first, and it's different for each session. But there's a third person that is often in the room, and that person would be referred to as the track person. Now, this person is sitting in front of a computer and working with some sort of recording software to help make sounds that are going to inspire the melody, going to inspire the lyrics. And so in these rooms, there's usually those three people. So you have a lyric person, you have a melody person, and then you have this track person, and they're working together to form something new. So you would get into a room, everybody would kind of bring their ideas, and somebody would say, well, hey, I've been thinking about this, or I've got this little line, or sometimes you'll have just, hey, I've got this chord progression with this sound. And without that track person in the room, how most people will write is just with a basic instrument. So they'll either have a piano or a guitar, and that's how most of us have written. And you just kind of sit down and you start plunking out a chord progression until something sounds good. So, you know, that would just sound something like this. And that certainly can inspire some melody and can inspire some lyrics because you can tell a little bit of the feel. But what will end up happening is that some of your songs are going to all sound the same because they're only written on this one instrument. And you have to really be creative and imaginative as a writer to think, okay, no, that song sounds like this. Or what if we did this? Or hey, that's a techno song. And you'd be like, well, it doesn't really sound like a techno song. It really just sounds like a piano playing a chord. So if you have that creativity in you, that's great and will help you really then develop those things. And maybe you hear that melody in your head, but for everybody else, they're going to be like, man, that doesn't sound like a techno song to me. So if you can have somebody in the room making it sound like a techno song as you're writing it, then that will inspire and will create something that wouldn't have been created if they were not in the room. And so today I prepared a little sample, and so we're just going to go through, you know, how that would work. So you would, again, come with an idea or maybe have nothing, and you would just say, you know, I'm kind of feeling something slow and kind of worshipy, whatever that means. And so then it's up to that track person to kind of interpret what you're saying and then come up with some ideas. And for those of you that have done production before, you know, the biggest challenge of doing this is that you're doing it as quickly as possible because you're trying to write and maintain the creativity rather than coming afterwards and looking for perfection. So you have to be able to work really fast. So we've been learning shortcut keys and having all your sounds on the right place so you're not spending time or wasting creative time hunting for the different sounds. You're like, I like these sounds will get me inspired, and then boom, they're there, and then next thing you know, you're going. So here is a little example. I just brought up a pad sound that we got from a great company called That Worship Sound, and it just sounds like this. And listen to how that transforms that same chord progression that I was just playing on the piano when you add a different sound. Now that's a great sound, but it already is invoking a feeling. And for those of you that are melodically inclined, you will automatically start kind of humming something, or maybe you just got a little, you don't even know what the words are, but you've got something. So then with the track guy, I'll do be like, all right, I'm gonna add in a little something here. So these are just some drum sample sounds. But see how it's transforming the sound. And then he'll grab a guitar. Now, where did that melody come from? That was just what he heard. Now, for all of you melody people, you are already singing a song. And for all of you lyric people, you're like, I think I know what this song's about. So in a very short amount of time, you've got a mood, you've got maybe a direction, and so then you're able to take that and then start adding all of this stuff too, stuff that you wouldn't have been able to come up with had it just been a simple chord progression on the piano. Now that was pretty close and similar to what it would sound like on a piano, but let me give you a little bit more of an extreme example. So if you want to write something that's, you know, big and loud, a techno or a different kind of rock song, you need something more than an acoustic guitar or a piano. So check this out. My son made this and I heard this and I thought, come on now, this is a song. So now this is taking you in a completely different direction. And melodically, you've got new things coming up. Now this was all done without any idea of lyrics or melody at all. This is just making music, making a track. So hopefully you can see kind of how powerful this idea is of just this simple chord progression being transformed into all of these different ways that you can think and hear about melody and lyrics. So if you want to write different kinds of songs, you need to maybe include these people that they would say, well, I'm not a very good songwriter. I just kind of make beats or I fool around with GarageBand or whatever. That person should be in the room with you, hanging out and see what you guys can create together, because guaranteed it'll be different than what you would make by yourself. Until next week, have a fantastic time, and we are looking forward to hearing the songs that are going to be coming from you.